Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Azarin here, owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. Today I want to talk about the blog posts that I've been writing. I write about a blog post every day. Basically every day I write a blog post. And I am in a rhythm. I'm in the groove with these blog posts. I sit down, I write, I understand the process of writing, I get into this emotional state where I can find the right words I need to come out on the page. I don't always know where it's going. It's a highly creative process, actually, because I don't know where the blog post is going to end up. And then by the time I finish, I get insights where I realize, okay. Sometimes I go back and edit the blog post once I hit my insights. But I'm in this amazing rhythm with the blog posts. Now, what's different about the podcast is I haven't quite gotten into that rhythm. Honestly, the only time I really felt like I was in a groove, the same groove I have when I'm writing blog posts, the only time I felt that groove was actually yesterday. And yesterday I tried to sit down with a completely different frame of mind. And I guess where I'm trying to go right now is I'd love to actually have the same feeling I have when I'm writing when I do podcasts. That's what I'm trying to figure out for some way, shape, or form. You see, one thing that's different in my life nowadays in comparison to, let's say, even a year ago, one thing that's quite different is I think I have a much more creative outlook on life, a creative outlook. You know, in the past, what I would do is something like this. I'd sit down, I'd figure out what the goals are. I'd make plans. I'd try to follow the steps to hit the goals that I set. So I'd make a plan and try and follow said plan towards the goals that I said I wanted to set. But what's changed recently is, I guess a part of me has realized that myself, and probably you too, to be quite frank, you know, I don't know myself nearly as well as I might have thought that I did. And more specifically, you know, the things that I said I wanted are not necessarily things that I actually want. And I don't actually know the things that I actually want. So when I sit down and say, hey, look, I'm going to set this sales goal in my business, or I want this profit goal, or I want to set a goal around my physical activity. I want to set a goal around X. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. Want, 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 want. You know, kind of like walking into a supermarket and seeing all these things and throwing things into a basket. Like, I want this. I want that. And then you get to the checkout and you realize, oh my God, this all costs a lot of money. Or you're putting the things on the checkout belt and you're like, why did I grab that Superman action figure? Do I actually want the Superman action figure? And you're telling the cashier, like, hey, cashier, actually, I don't really want that Superman action figure. Ooh, I can't afford the piggy bank thing that I bought. They're like, why is that $200 for a piggy bank? That makes no sense. It's almost something like that. And I'd say recently I've entered a more creative process when it comes to looking at how my days roll out. And the creative process is something that looks like this. At least in the written format, it looks something like this. I sit down and I basically write down whatever facts pop into my mind, facts and truths. And then I build off those facts and truths. Often it ends up being a very discombobulated, very disorganized post sometimes. And then I have to go back and sort of organize it as I reread it. It's something like that. And it's a highly creative process. And I don't really know where it's taking me sometimes, to be quite frank with you, but it always seems to take me forward. It always seems to take me forward. I'm always like, oh, okay. I gained an insight there that I didn't really have before. And now I'm slightly better off than I was yesterday. So let me tell you a little story here. Yesterday I wrote a blog post and I basically said, I'm going to spend 9 hours. So today I would spend 9 hours on marketing and trying to grow my business, the Calgary Language Nerds. That's what I wrote. And the reason I wrote it was because yesterday I was on the fence. Actually, I have been on the fence for a few days, where I was thinking to myself, listen, I feel indecisive. I want to spend the vast majority of my working hours on trying to grow the Calgary Language Nerds. But I'm feeling doubt inside of me. Yesterday we talked about the doubt monster named Sam. We talked about that little demon dude that really isn't a demon, to be quite frank. He's actually your friend, but you've turned him into a demon. And so we talked a lot about him yesterday. Well, that doubt has been sitting inside me. And quite honestly, if I listen to that doubt and I go like, hey, Mr. Doubt, hey, Mr. Doubt Sam or Sam Doubt or whatever his name is, Doubtful Sam, like, what are you really trying to tell me here? What's going on? And perhaps, I don't know if this is true or not, but perhaps when I'm indecisive or when others are indecisive too, you know, when there's indecision, perhaps what it really means, there's just a lot to unroll. There's a lot to unpack. There's a lot of thoughts, emotions, feelings, and such to unpack. And in my case, I got to say, possibly one of the things to unpack is this. I think possibly one of the things to unpack is the fact that a part of me actually feels scattered, kind of scattered. Like imagine having a table and there's a bunch of different coins on the coins and bills on the table. And you're like, okay, there's some $1 coins here, $2 coins here. We have $1 coins and $2 coins in Canada. $1 coins, $2 coins, $5 bills, $20 bills, some foreign currency. And it's a huge mess on the table. At the same time, there's also like a jug of milk. There's someone's breakfast. There's crumbs. And you're like, man, I want to gather up these coins and pick them up and organize all this. But like, which coin do I start with? Like, I don't know where I should be going with this whole mess. Where do I take this, right? So you're looking at this mess and you're like, I don't really know what to do, right? So maybe you go and you put the milk back in the fridge. You take all the coins, you put them into a bucket or something, so at least it cleans a table off. Go into like an office, for example, maybe a living room. You sit down, empty the coins out, right? Now you've got all the crumbs and stuff on the carpet now too, because there were crumbs on the table, but whatever, it is what it is. And you start to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. You count all the money that's there. And you go, well, let me see how much money's here. How many $10 bills? How many $1 coins? How many $100 bills? Right? How many breadcrumbs? And you just kind of get stock of what you got, right? You get stock of it. So basically, as I'm, you know, thinking this through, it's kind of like you're cleaning up in part, because at first, you know, you have a table with milk and food and crumbs, and you've got these valuable coins and money on the table. You've sort of got both in one place, right? Then you throw them into this bucket, you dump it out into the living room, or maybe the office or wherever you do your work. Right? And then you start to count what's there. Like, the money has value, right? The crumbs and the milk and such, all that is just sort of a mess in the way. And you're just trying to get that out of the way, right? And also, why are there coins and stuff on the table with milk? Like, those definitely don't mix whatsoever. Like, that milk's you gotta separate that, right? You have to separate, you know, you've got to separate different priorities in a sense. Like, there's eating and there's money. Like, they're two separate. They're two completely separate things. You need to keep them separated, if that makes sense. So anyway, so once you've got stock of how much money is there, now you know, okay, here's what I have. Here's how much money I have. Here's how much I have that's of value. Like, this is what I can do. Great. Then you can go to the shop. Then you can go to the shopping market. No, the store, that's the word. Then you can go to the store and you say, okay, well, I counted the money at home and I've got, you know, $15,000. Great. I don't know whatever the number is. 15,000, 10,000, doesn't really matter. Let's stick with 15. And then you can decide, okay, well, here's what I want to buy, and you can prioritize. And it's something like this. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if this is exactly right, but I feel like right now with my writing, and I'm trying to use the podcast as well to sort of get there, but I feel the creative process is quite different. I feel that right now I'm trying to figure out, like, first of all, I'm trying to figure out how much money is on that kitchen table, right? Spread out on that kitchen table. For why it's on the kitchen table, who the heck knows? It's not where it should be, but trying to figure out what's on there, trying to actually clean up that kitchen table, put the milk back in the fridge, clean up the crumbs, right? Trying to get stock of what's there so that I can actually prioritize. It's something like that. That's what I feel like. So yesterday in the blog post, I wrote about being uncertain if growing the Calgary Language Nerds is really what I should be spending the bulk of my working hours on. I was wondering if there are things that are actually better for my world. Now, my world just means people I know and anything that's in my direct sphere of impact. Like, there are certain things that are just not, at least in my view, perhaps not so much in my control. And there are certain things that I suppose are more in my control, that seem like they're more in my control. And that's a whole topic for another day that maybe I can explore. But so my world, not the world, but my changing my world would basically mean changing the stuff that's directly in my awareness, something like that, something to that effect. Something that calls to me and that I'm aware of. And I was thinking, like, you know, there's this business that calls to me, and there are other things that call to me too. Sometimes they have nothing to do with languages. You know, like hospital wait times, or sorry, emergency room wait times, if I'm not mistaken, are really long in my city. That bugs me. Or I noticed a couple of years back that we had a sudden surge in the homeless, at least homeless people on the street, at least, many of who were on drugs. And it's like, what the heck is going on? This is just doesn't look good. And I've thought about things like that, where maybe there are other problems. Maybe there are other problems in my city, or in, at least in my direct sphere of impact, which may or may not always be in my city, but often they might be. And maybe that's what I should spend my 9 to 10 hours a day, my working hours on, trying to solve, or trying to at least partially solve. And I think, you know, today, you know, I woke up and I really literally woke up like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, maybe 15. The reason I started to make this podcast was A, because I want to get into a nice creative rhythm with my podcast, the same way that I have a nice creative rhythm with my blog posts. I'd love to get into a nice creative rhythm with this podcast here. So I thought, hey, let me give this a go. Let me see if I can find the right creative groove for the podcast. But also I wanted to take my thinking forward a little bit from yesterday's blog post. I want to move things forward a bit. So in the blog post, I was on the fence and trying to figure out if marketing is where I should be spending my time, or if I should be spending my time elsewhere. And, you know, one thing that comes to mind right now is I think it's probably important to look at how much money you've got on that kitchen table and actually count it. In other words, figuring out, well, how much is there? Like, what skill sets do I have? Who am I? What interests do I have? Excuse me. Like, what kind of person am I? Who the heck am I? Right? Who am I? And when you understand who, in your case, if you're thinking about this yourself, you think about who you are, you know, you can start to figure out like what kinds of things you should or could spend your time on. When it comes to figuring out what problems I want to solve, right, or what I want to spend my working hours on throughout the day, listen, like I could try to work on emergency room wait times, but I got to admit, there's a part of me that goes, Azrin, you know nothing, absolutely nothing about the medical system. Nothing. I know like literally nothing. And yeah, in theory, if I spend 9-10 hours a day for the next 15 years, yes, I could make a big difference in the medical care system, particularly our emergency room wait times. But I feel like I'm starting basically from zero. But maybe there's something I can do with the skill sets I have, with the experience I have, with the resources I have, you know, with the Calgary Language Nerds. You know, maybe there's something I can do if I just spend more time on that. Maybe there is something I can use the Calgary Language Nerds as a vehicle to actually change something that bugs me. You know, maybe it's like the Calgary Language Nerds is the vehicle, and right now I treat the vehicle a certain way, or I'm driving the vehicle to a certain destination. Maybe the driving to a certain destination is the right analogy. It's like the Calgary Language Nerds, my business, is a vehicle, and I'm driving it to, I don't know where, Nevada, right? Nevada, or maybe into some desert. Maybe I'm driving to like a cactus. Like that's the imagery that comes to mind right now, that I'm in this car and I'm literally driving and aiming at a cactus. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to go see that. I'm going to go drive this car to the cactus. Or I get these nice tires on the car. I figure out what kind of engine to get. I optimize the car. That's what I'm trying to do with the Calgary Language Nerds. I'm trying to grow it. I'm trying to make it better. Just like you try and make a car better, right? I'm making this car really good. And then I'm driving it to a cactus. And you're like, what? I mean, cool. I mean, cacti or cactuses, whatever. Cacti are cool. They're definitely cool. I mean, why the heck not? But why are you driving to a cactus? Why not drive somewhere better? Like, why not drive to the ocean? At least that's beautiful. The cactus is, I mean, there's a certain beauty to a cactus. Don't get me wrong, but right. Why not drive to the ocean? At least it's beautiful. Why not drive to Hawaii? Why not drive to, even drive to the cactus, but look around in the desert for crying out loud, because the desert is much more beautiful than a single cactus, at least it is to me. Anyway, let's wrap this up here, guys. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what you guys think of these kinds of podcasts. It's two podcasts I've now made, which are I had a different frame of mind sitting down making them. So like end up being different styles of podcasts. So I don't know what you guys think of them, but let me know if you have any thoughts. You can hit me up on any social media platform. Instagram's probably best. At Polyglot Azren, PolyglotAzren, or Zren. And we'll chat later. Bye-bye. See you.